You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Alec Flanagan and Daniel Goodman. We are down Edward Ruger.
We're not down me. That'd be...
That'd be
completely wrong.
Yeah. Not incorrect.
You can visit our website at WJRH.org or call our station at 610-330-5316. So,
1 week hiatus. We back.
Not this again.
It's my thing. That's my signature,
I guess. My headphones are cutting out. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, mine are a little too high. We're on opposite ends of the spectrum here.
I could fix that in a later couple minutes.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, a couple minutes late starting, but
yeah, it's okay.
Know, they say it's worth the wait. So
better late than never. Better to loved and lost than to never have loved at all.
I was trying to think of a third one, and that works. There we go.
So yeah, Ed apparently not feeling well. It's a big loss. We mob boss down.
Cringe mob boss. Yep.
Yep. Cringe minus one.
Evil henchmen. Dan and Alec are keeping up the cringe. Hopefully.
Dan and Alec are the least offensive. Names for henchmen. Not offensive, what's the word? Intimidating.
I was like, are you just trying to call Ed extremely offensive?
No, I mean, well,
we're not offensive, so Ed's the only one that actually keeps us on the offensive side.
No, when you hear the names Dan and Alec, you're not thinking big, muscly guys that are gonna tear your head off. No,
I mean, when I hear Alec, I'm like, dang.
Dang, son.
Is that the name of that Kendrick album?
I'm honored that you think I listen to Kendrick.
I don't either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's why.
That's an Ed question.
That's why it's a funny joke. Do you not know the name of the album, actually?
No, I have no idea.
It's the non-safe word of dang.
Dang, damn it.
Yep. Oh, you got it. That's it. Okay, now I can only hear it on my right side. This is disoriented. Oh, there we go. Okay, cool.
There you go. Just hold that position right there for the next hour. Don't move.
Do you think if I talk, it moves?
Yes.
I guess. When I stop talking, I can still hear. Oh, that would be awful.
When you stop talking, you...
Well, if you can't hear while you're talking?
That would be pretty bad. Singers would be in trouble.
Mm.
They would have a tough time.
They'd
be out of a job.
That's a rough one, yeah. Just imagine Beyonce. No Beyonce. Wow. I don't even listen to Beyonce, but I know a lot of other people do, so.
There wouldn't be a will to live, just no Beyonce. Imagine public speakers just trying to give a speech without being able to hear themselves.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
I'm just thinking of them stumbling over their words. In their head, they're like, oh yeah, this is going great.
You know what would be the best thing, though, is you know when you're at a stadium or something? And you talk, but the speakers are so delayed that or even on a stage or something, the speakers are just delayed. So then you stumble over your words because you're hearing yourself talk half a second later.
Yes.
So maybe that'd be a good thing.
But would it?
Probably not. No, not the net gain, but you could use it to your advantage in some cases.
That's henchman Alec Flanagan coming at you with his great idea for the mob boss. Just put it away on everything.
You gotta have some optimism.
Henchmen aren't supposed to be optimistic. Maybe about the mob and its wrongdoings, but hey, you know what? You do you.
Exactly. Okay, I don't know how to transition into this song.
Hey, didn't you meet some really nice girl on Friday?
What? No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Because I did. I said...
On Friday?
On Friday. Yeah, I was like, huh.
You know what that
means? You know what? It's Friday. I'm in love.
Yep. That sounds about right.
Yep. And that one goes out to you. We're back. So we're trying to figure out if there's a crossover between folk music and EDM music. To all of our numerous listeners out there, if you have any idea, call in at 610-330-5316.
Yes, our numerous.
Numerous.
Just absolutely countless.
Countless,
you know?
Yeah. No,
I don't know. You know, computers are pretty powerful, but like probably the reason like why our numbers actually show up so low on like the website. So computers can only store numbers so large, right?
Right.
And then it wraps back around. It's called overflow.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that's kind of what happens.
Yeah.
So like, but the numbers it can hold are pretty big. So I mean, we must have
just so many, a ton,
like, you know, like 64-bit computers. You know how your operating system is 64 bits, most likely, right?
Sure.
So that means the largest, not necessarily the largest number, but the largest number in one chunk it can hold is 2 to a really large number, like 64.
That's really large.
I'm going to take that back, actually, because I think it's maybe 63 or 64. That's the confused part. Anyway, that's a really big number. So that takes a lot of listeners for us to surpass that number. And, you know, we've been doing that since we started, so...
That's true. I was going to say we just... It's not individual listeners. It's in the billion.
Oh. in the billions.
Yeah, surprise. I just went through puberty. In the billions of listeners.
Dan's actually the youngest student in Lafayette College here.
Yeah, I'm 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Puberty early. Real early. Yeah, in the... Billions.
The billions, yeah. No, there's someone in the freshman class from Mongolia. His name is Tim, who's 16.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
You go, like, Tim.
Yeah, no, seriously, good for him.
Like, yeah.
He's an awesome guy. Love the kid. 16 years old from Mongolia. Like, he's got everything going for him.
You got a good outlook on life, Tim. Keep that up.
Keep it up.
You could be in our place someday.
With all our two billion listeners.
It's actually way bigger than 2 billion.
I'm rounding.
Of course. You know.
Always.
Am I gonna? I don't know. You tell me.
Hey, Alec, how much do you cook?
Quite a bit. You know what I usually forget? I always forget that stupid rule where you have to, like, make sure that you don't contaminate your cutting surfaces.
Right? Oh, yeah. Weird that you bring that up.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's recommended to use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices don't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Roughly 3,000 Americans will die from food poisoning this year. But you can keep your family safe by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov, brought to you by the USDA, HHS.
And the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
That sounded terrifying. Just a little rumble.
Yeah. Weird that I just had that going off the top of my head, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know what I would not call you?
What would you not call
me? I would definitely not say that you're a fool.
That is very accurate. I would 100% agree with that.
Yeah. I would 95% agree with that.
95% yeah. Confidence interval? Statistics.
Yep. You're no fool, Dan.
No fool.
That's for sure. Well, maybe.
You know, maybe. You are.
I'm the fool, yeah. Fool, yeah. I'm the fool.
The tables have been turned. Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally on perfect transition. There. Yeah,
yeah. No, we just have an urgent announcement, courtesy of Alec Flanagan here.
Yeah, you know what's really bad?
Cutting a song halfway through. What else?
Not summer food service program.
Wow,
that's for sure. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger. And without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. So, Dan, why'd you cut the song?
Good question. You know what else those kids are missing over the summer and during school?
What?
Half of the rest of that song.
Totally thanks to you and not me.
Yeah, because I'm sitting right next to the control panel.
Hey, I did not touch the control panel when that happened.
Clearly you did.
No, I did not. You want to know why it happened?
Why did it happen?
I'm not used to my Spotify being logged in on the computer. Yeah. So I played it on my phone. And it's like, ah, oh, you want to play it on the computer? You want to change the songs? And I'm like, no. And then it's like, okay. So I was trying to demo the next song for you.
Well, you demoed it.
Yeah, 3 seconds real of it hard. And negative 2 minutes of the last song. So, yeah, sorry about that one.
That's okay. We'll just play the second half of the song afterwards, I guess.
I could be the ending. I just jump right in.
Yeah. No, that's actually how the song was intended to end.
Yeah. I was actually just watching a video on Vox earlier.
Fox or Vox?
Vox.
The V.
V-O-X.
Fake news.
Yeah, okay. It's a YouTube station. Oh, my gosh. YouTube channel. They just make a whole bunch of random videos, I think. Yep. I think a lot of them have to do with music, at least the ones I listen to.
I semi-follow, yes.
Watch. I do both. And I actually just watched this video saying that more songs should have fade outs. Well, you should not do that. He's just doing weird stuff.
Fade outs?
Yeah, so more songs should have fade outs. And in 1985, all 10 songs on the top 10 chart from that year all had fade outs.
I mean, I feel like it's a natural way to end a song. Because it's smooth.
Work.
It's clean.
You know Work by Rihanna?
Yeah.
That song had a fade out. Fade out?
Oh, maybe we should.
It was top one.
You should play the second half of that song so we can see it.
Yeah, and then, so yeah, the life lesson here is fade your songs out. Don't instantly cut, especially when you're cutting halfway through the song. Because I was just asking you guys, you know, that was pretty abrupt. Right?
Yeah, keeping all our 2 billion listeners on their toes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just kind of mix things up.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're not getting flooded with calls or emails right now saying, why did you cut the song?
I mean, we probably will.
Probably will. Just give it time.
We'll probably just get them later, yeah. Just countless of them.
Yeah, we're currently holding the lines for the most important VIP callers. It's like, yo, Barack, where you at?
Oh, I'm right here.
My fellow Americans.
It's I, Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's your boy, Steve Harvey.
It's your man, okay? It's not your boy. Steve Harvey is not your boy. He's your man, okay?
He's mine.
Yeah, so hopefully this next song doesn't disappoint because I just cut off the last song because of it.
Yeah, that was...
Wow, I just shouldered the mic.
That was an evil move. That was just... Evil.
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 You know the what word has evil? It's the last 4 words for letters.
You good?
Yep. Yeah, we're good.
Does it happen to be devil?
You and your voice today. Yeah.
I'm going through puberty, I'm telling you.
It does happen to be devil.
Your voice is cracked too.
No, it didn't. Totally. I swear it didn't. It's actually the song is O Devil.
Shocker.
Shocker indeed. No, I didn't even get the fade in because it was already still full volume.
Yeah, it's okay. Get jiggy
with it. Enjoy the song.
Glad that you came.
That was a pretty fast song.
Yeah, and we played it the whole way through.
Very surprising.
That's a shocker. That's a shocker to me after that last one, Dan.
You know what else is fast, though?
Face, arms.
Learning how to spot the signs of a stroke. You just need to know fast. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T,
time.
You got it. Time to call 911 immediately. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I got three of those right. I forgot the speech difficulty.
It's the most important one. I actually don't know if it is.
I think it's the most obvious one, right? Is face, because, I mean, maybe face drooping. Is it, though?
I mean, I feel like they all happen at the same time, roughly. I don't
well, if know. Someone's, like, not moving and they're having a stroke, I feel like if they were trying to talk, you could most likely just...
That's true.
...hear the speech difficulty.
No, T for time definitely is. You're like, yo, someone's having a stroke, what time is it?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's actually, like, call 911.
Yeah, it's time.
Don't take our jokes as something serious, please.
Oh, man. Ah,
classic.
Classic, indeed. Yep. So.
So.
You know what day it is?
Hump day? It's not.
It's not. It's actually Monday. You know what you're usually listening to on Mondays? You are listening to WJRH.
I was about to say
104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Aux with your hosts, Alec Flanagan, Daniel Goodman, and the missing Edward Ruger.
You can visit our website at WJRH.org or call the station at
610-330-5316.
It's a pretty good number. Yeah. I haven't said that yet.
It's a prime number. It's not.
No, it's got a 6 at the end. It could have been a prime number. You had a, like a 50-50 shot there.
No, definitely not a 50-50.
I don't know. Does the occurrence of prime numbers increase or decrease as the numbers go up?
Decrease, I think.
That's what I was thinking. It's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I feel like I want to... No. No. I feel like I want to know that, but like... I think that's right.
You should look it up. I'll keep the listeners occupied while
Well, no, I was going to say I'm quenching for an answer, but...
Oh, quenching for an answer?
Yep.
I'm thirsty.
But you know what helps?
But
quench my thirst for an answer?
What?
Some lemonade.
Let's go. Drink up.
Lemonade. I know that nothing was missing in the way that you were made. Though sweet and low can fake it, just sugar cane to make my lemonade. You're way too warm now, lemonade. That you and the freezer need to have a day. We'll add a little ice, should be so nice. I know whenever you're in town, you cause a stir. You make life sweeter than what I deserve. Casting the winter goodbye with a glass full of summertime. Lemonade. Come sit beside me while I'm rocking in the shade. We'll take a summer stroll, your SPF up on my soul. Now lemonade. Lemonade. kiss her goodbye with a glass full of summertime. Oh, I know whenever you're in town, you cause a stir.
Not thirsty anymore.
Mm-mm. Quenched.
Quenched by the lemonade. Mm.
Too bad it's not summertime anymore. It's officially fall.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty cold pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yo, what was that? Huh?
Just some...
some lemonade.
Just, yeah. Some rumbling lemonade. It's energetic.
Rumbling in the tummy.
Nope. I guess so, yeah. I drank it all.
Yeah, you drank it all, yeah.
Just quenched my thirst.
Too much lemonade.
Ah.
Nah.
Yep.
That's about it. Well, hey. You know what else quenches my thirst? Knowledge.
True.
I read a new book every day.
Every day.
Well... Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Do your part by going to boostup.org, yes, that is boostup.org, and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
My favorite guys and gals, the Ad Council.
Yeah, they're good people. You know, I'm just sitting here in my garage with my pasta linguine.
We're getting a new ad from the Ad Councilini.
Every day.
Oh, man. I hope people get that joke. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. All of our four listeners. I mean, we should probably check the listener count and see if we just scared away half of them.
Yeah, just instantly.
Dropping from 4 billion to 2 billion.
Oof. A little close.
Close?
4 billion to 3 billion.
Oh, I'm sorry to whoever we scared away.
Come back.
Hmm.
You know, while our listener count may not be reborn, you know it was born?
I mean, I got a friend named Titus. Does that happen to be who it is?
You're right.
Let's go.
Titus was born.
Titus was born. Yeah. Hey, bring that count from 3 up to 4 again.
I hope so.
Baby Titus. This one goes out to you.
Yep, baby Titus.
Tall and strong as an oak. rainwater stuck in his head. It filled him with words left unsaid of all the things he might be. Drifting at sea, at night he would dream of old storms at bay to wash the pain away. Rain's falling, falling on you.
And the storm it was driving, washing away all the trees on the island.
Rainwater, rainwater.
In the island was a silence, but he washed it away. Crashing rocks by the siren.
So last night, Alec and I were, you know, we were both about to go to bed. More like Alec going to bed, me staying up for another like hour and a half.
It was longer than that, I think.
And so Alec's like rolling into bed, and then we start talking about the good old days of SpongeBob, right? And then, of course, we go onto YouTube and find like clips of classic SpongeBob quotes, and then that leads us down the rabbit hole of SpongeBob memes that go too far. And if anyone wants a good laugh, go to YouTube, type in Patrick because you told me to in G major. You will not be disappointed by this.
It's kind of scary.
We were rolling laughing.
It only has like 400 views.
Yeah, it has,
right?
400 views. It has to be the next big thing. That's what I've been saying since last night.
Dan just wants to become famous through spreading something else that's not even his.
Yeah. Classic. Classic Dan.
And also, if you're entertained by that, I would not recommend going through the same channel's videos because they get worse. and they're pretty weird, so.
Yeah, let's keep that as a good old one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Is this a one-hit wonder?
No. I mean, I don't think this is a one-hit wonder.
Are you sure?
I mean, the guy has some other pretty successful songs, yeah.
I doubt it.
It's not like because he told me to in G major, though.
you know what that kind of means?
What?
I mean, usually if you're pretty successful,
yeah,
it requires quite a bit of drive.
Mm. Yes.
Well, way to ruin the mood. That Dan doesn't have any drive.
No. Johnny P does.
The only drive he's got is he's driving me crazy with his phone notifications.
Got him. Yeah, Johnny P has some drive, though.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
I have never heard this song nor seen this guy, so we'll see how this goes.
He's a very dapper man.
Yeah, I can tell from the album cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here is Drive.
By Johnny P.
Johnny P.
Roll down your window, foot on the gas, it doesn't matter where you go. I'm always here, and I'll never leave you. So drive, 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 put it in drive. Never mind looking at where you're at, 'cause you're over there. Keep looking ahead, yeah. Never mind looking at where you've been, 'cause trust me, your head will spin. Dating your past, yeah.
We were cruising.
Just on a solid drive, you know?
Windows down.
No.
Past the aux, blasting.
Oh, I thought you were going to, like, start referencing that awful Florida Georgia Line song.
What?
Baby, your song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
And cruise.
Get out. I'll finish the show on my own. Get out.
Wanna roll my wind.
So,
And crew.
Do you have any good tasting music to share?
No.
Oh.
Nah.
Okay, good.
Just zero. Like, all the songs I've recommended, like, I'm sure our view count drops from, like, billions down to, like, actually four.
It would never get to four. Because we never passed three. Got him. Classic
Alec.
You know, it always starts to get really hot in here, like randomly. I don't know if you're feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I'm wearing a jacket now. I'm feeling the love tonight. That's not a transition. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, I mean,
yeah, but for real, it feels like so hot in here. You know what I feel like I'm wearing?
Something on the floor.
Well, now that I'm wearing the straitjacket, I can't pick up my phone. I don't know how I'm gonna run the radio show from here on out.
Good question. I'll come over and just run it from here on out. Let me undo that straitjacket though.
Oh no, wrong window again. Here it goes.
She's a psycho from a Midwest suburb. No straitjacket could hold her. Wild eyes, they will lure me in her trap. I go mad just to hold her. Until I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. She's a loose cannon with a temper so absurd, hiding from the police, yeah. Took pills with a name I'd never heard, but they were for sleep, she fooled me. That's when I noticed that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warmed on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, that something was strange, out of my range. There was no way back, something went off in my brain. She was insane, here she goes again. A psycho from a Midwest suburb. I woke up and I told her, you warned on me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, and the look on your face will slowly come undone. Cause it was all a front. And quietly, I say it to your face, that you will need to find another place to stay. And no, you won't know me when the feeling's all gone. And I tell everyone, hey. And I tell everyone.
See, that was a good fade.
Yeah, that one is...
I am all for this transition to fading songs at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the good old days of 1985.
Yeah, exactly. Would you say that artist was, by the way?
It was Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I love this group. They.
You can blame Dan.
Yeah, no, always blame me. Like anything you do, like crime, like immoral things, just blame on me. I'll take the fall. I got you all. It's your boy.
It's your boy.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
But yeah, no, this this group takes modern songs and gives them like a 40s 50s spin on it. It's awesome.
But I feel like it's also a very hit or miss genre.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Like the next song coming up, top quality. Other songs, dropping the ball.
What? You mean like, songs by them?
No, like in just in, yeah, no, like in general. Like these guys, whoever else does it, like very hit or miss.
Yeah. I mean for like individual people though.
Ah. I mean, yeah.
Get out of here with your nonsense.
Sick. Your nonsense. Well, are we gonna wrap things up? It's getting close to closing. Closing time.
Closing time. That's a good song. We're not gonna play that though.
Nah. Okay. Maybe next week.
Well. Just in case you forgot though. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This has been Past the Alex with your hosts, Alec Flanagan and Daniel Goodman. Absent is Edward Ruger.
You can visit our website at WJRH.org, or if you want to call the station at a later time, the phone number is 610-330-5316.
Thank you for listening. And we'll be back after an actual one-week hiatus. Because of fall break, so
we'll be back in 2 weeks.
We'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Mondays, 5 to 6 p.m.
Let's go.
Here, your boys. It's me, your boy.
It's me, your boy. Alec Flanagan.
True. So yeah, we'll be back. Not long after Sunday morning.
No, not long at all.
Your bones. Boom.